Yeah, we're going to start off with some football this hour. It's great news for Liverpool fans. I do believe that Liverpool have started talking to Mo Salah's representatives over a new contract, despite Salah saying some interesting things about his future on a Sunday in that post-match interview after that win against Southampton. Now, Salah has scored 10 goals in the Premier League this season, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens when it comes to the contract. If you missed the Salah interview, basically Salah said, "I'm disappointed that no one has been in chats with my guys, and it looks like I'm more out than in." That's what he said, which didn't go down too well with the Liverpool legend, Jamie Carragher. It also says, with Salah turning 33 next year, at the end of the season, the club probably won't want to give him a long-term contract.
I have no problem with no contract offer just yet, because they're obviously in talks and maybe they're that far apart. There's no point Liverpool making a contract offer that they know that Mo Salah right now will turn down. But as I said, as a Liverpool supporter, I hope it gets sorted.
Yeah, you do hope it gets sorted. But Liverpool fans, maybe I'll ask you the question. Is it time to let go of Salah every season? Contract negotiation. He's 33 years old. I don't know if you want to sell him or he leaves on a free, but is it time to honestly get rid or let go of Mo Salah? Hit me up on X. You can send us a WhatsApp on our WhatsApp line. Liverpool fans, maybe it's time for Salah to go play in Saudi, get his money and retire happily back in Egypt in what, in the next 3 or 4 years' time. But that is the latest news in terms of that one. Liverpool have started talking to Mo Salah about his new contract. Newcastle United's a 3-game winning run came to an end with a 2-0 defeat at home to West Ham United. West Ham are now 6 points clear of the drop zone. We stay with the beautiful game. Hilda Mahai and Karabo Dlamini will miss Banyana Banyana's friendly against Jamaica because of injury. Sibulelo Holweni has been ruled out with an illness. And then head coach Utezra Ellis decided to call up Utubelihle Shamase, Antonio Maponya and Lona Themba Mhlongo as the replacements. And then, of course, the big news in the world of cricket is that a 13-year-old Indian cricketer Suryavanshi became the youngest cricketer sold in an IPL auction, joining the Rajasthan Royals for $130,000. Rishabh Pant set a new auction record of $3.2 million for the Lucknow Super Giants. And we also had our own South Africa's own teenage sensation, Gwena Maphaka, will play for